Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KBSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sand Hill Stories, where we dive into the rich history and the untold tales of the Nebraska Sand Hills. Stories of resilience, hard work, and the people who have shaped this land for generations. Today is part three of the interview with Janie Swanson, who is married to Randy. Randy is the sixth generation Cherry County resident from Chalmers Lovejoy, who came to Cherry County in 1884. Janie, tell me more about what you learned from Randy's grandmother and great uncles.
Grandma, she'd say, okay, today we're going to do the chickens. I didn't know what she was talking about. And they had this big stump, and she'd grab a chicken and she'd whack its head off. And then it would run around the yard and squirt blood. Jared was probably four. Julie was probably six. And they were running around catching these bloody chickens. It was like horrible. But, and then we'd singe them and we'd pluck the feathers, and you just learned to do that, you know? I learned a lot from both grandmas, because the other grandma that Randy had, the Swanson grandma, she pickled things. One time I went to her house, and she had this hog's head on the table, and she had a little paring knife, and she was just picking off little pieces of meat. And first of all, it scared me to death. I couldn't believe that anybody would do something like that. And I asked her, I said, why are you doing that? And she made what they called head cheese. And there was this, or souse, sometimes they call it. And there was this jelly stuff with the little pieces of meat in it. Oh my gosh, I never ate at her house ever again. Never. I didn't know what I was eating, because Grandpa would sit outside, and they lived in Mission, and he would shoot squirrels. And I'm sure they probably ate squirrels too. I don't know. I just would never eat when I went there. It was scary.
That, I think that was a really good decision not to eat there. But I have to say that generation, they didn't, like when we casually say they didn't waste anything, we can say that easily. But when you described her with a hog's head on her kitchen counter and then scraping every little piece of meat off so nothing was wasted. This is just awesome. Tell me a story about your kids growing up with Clarence and this rich history.
My kids loved it. As a matter of fact, town kids would come to our house and stay the weekend. Because, first of all, Clarence was one of those that he just let the boys go. If they took a hatchet and went out and chopped wood or whatever they wanted to, he let them do it. He was really good. And he would take them arrow hunting. Oh, he loved his arrowheads, and he would go hunt all the time. But he was taller. He had a wood pile, and they had an old wood cook stove in their house. That's what they used. They didn't have a gas range.
But let's talk about what a wood cooking stove would have been like to regulate the heat. I mean, just kind of talk about how it worked.
Grandma cooked on it. They actually cooked on it. There was a side where you put your wood in, and then there would be what you would call four burners that had a metal thing that, like a handle, and you could lift up and stuff and put wood under there too. And then there were warming ovens up above. And then there was an oven that she baked in by the heat box. And she would bake bread, and then she would put it up in those warming ovens, and they'd stay warm until lunchtime. But the boys, after Grandma passed away, the boys got a great big pot, and they would throw meat and potatoes and carrots, whatever they had, in this pot, and it would cook all morning, because James was in the house while Clarence was out doing the work because of his stroke. And so he would keep the fire in the firebox going, and then at noon we would eat the soup. But then they never refrigerated anything. They had a refrigerator, but James would just add more vegetables and maybe a piece of raw meat, and it would just keep cooking until the stove went out at night. And then it would sit out all night while they're sleeping, and the next morning he would get up and start the stove, and it would just reheat. And they could use the same pot with broth in it all week long or longer. They just kept adding stuff to it. And it was like, I never ate there again either. After Grandma died, you'd think I'd be thinner.
I just was envisioning that. I mean, it makes sense. It's either it's like they built up an immunity.
You have to remember James only had one hand. So he's not going to cook like normal. He only has one hand. The potatoes were never peeled or anything. They did get washed and rolled under the water at the sink. He'd just plop them in. And then that way there was something cooked and hot that he could do with one hand.
And that's the never give up.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you could sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or you could wash a potato and put it in a pot and do your part.
Now is the time to stop out at Trelawney Motors. We're slashing our prices on much of our used inventory. Cars, trucks, and SUVs are priced to sell. If you've been thinking about a used vehicle, check out this 2019 Ford F-150 Lariat with only 94,000 miles, priced to sell at $23,900. How about a 2020 Ford F-250 with only 68,000 miles, priced now at $45,900? Come and look at this 2020 F-250 with just 71,000 miles, priced to move at $48,900. For all your new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, stop out at Trelawney Motors in Valentine.
James was our trickster. Oh, he was honoring.
Well, obviously, he glued the jewelry down.
Oh, he did worse things than that. But he had we called it the bomb house. And at that time, when James went to town, he would buy dynamite, gunpowder. He could buy wicks, all that kind of stuff. And he had them all in this house. There's all kinds of things in this house. And he would get glass bottles and make his own little bombs and put a wick on it. And then Randy would run out to the road. This is when we were first married. Run out to the road and light it. And then the whole thing would just blow up and there'd be glass everywhere. And the kids loved it. And he would use Alka-Seltzer bottles, the long, thin Alka-Seltzer bottles, and poke a hole in the lid. And so then he got to get paper cones. So it wasn't so bad. We didn't have glass all over the place. And he would make fireworks. He got sulfur and colored things. And so every 4th of July, we had this wonderful, we should have been arrested or the fire department should have come out. Luckily, we didn't have any fires, but we would put James, we always had to have it far away, and Randy would run out, light it, and then run like heck to get away from it. And it would blow up and there would be colored smoke and there'd be all kinds of things.
What changes have you seen in ranching in your married life?
The biggest change is the machinery. We went from slide stacker to a baler. We went from open air tractors to cabs and air conditioning, which was really nice. Cattle. We started Hereford, went to black white face, phased that out, and went straight to Angus. Then we went to no drugs, drug free cattle. We sell drug free cattle and we sell them privately. A gentleman in Osceola, and he sells part of our stuff to Omaha Steaks. And he also does drug-free, and he's a veterinarian, and he's an entrepreneur. He's got his own meat places where he sells meat and stuff like that. So we went from sitting in the sale barn and the kids running up and down the aisles eating pie every half hour to having a gentleman bring his own trucks, load our cattle, give us a check right there on the spot, and our cattle drive away, and we don't have to sit there in the sale barn and worry about prices or they've cut them too many ways. It's per head. As a matter of fact, we get the same dollars for everything. If you're the last calf born in the spring or the first calf and there's a, you know, height difference, it doesn't matter. It's one price for all. So that has helped. We've got older, push more stuff off onto the kids, which is really nice.
This has been so heartwarming. From 1630, John Lovejoy coming to America, to the journey that you've shared. I'm just so glad that you took the time to sit down and be interviewed, but also brought these artifacts and these pictures. And this has been so inspiring. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking. It's been fun.
Once again, this is Dean from Trelawney Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhill Stories. I invite you to stop by Trelawney Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhill Stories.